And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 17th of October, 2016. It was on this day in 1933 Albert Einstein officially moved to the United States to teach at Princeton University. Hitler had taken over as Chancellor of Germany, and Einstein's apartment in Berlin had been raided and his papers confiscated. He decided on Princeton, even though Princeton had a quota system for admitting Jews. It was known to be anti-Semitic at the time. In 1938, incoming freshmen at Princeton ranked Einstein as the second greatest living person, and first place went to Adolf Hitler. It's the birthday of Arthur Miller, born in Harlem, New York, 1915, the playwright, All My Sons, Death of a Salesman, The Crucible. His father was a successful coat manufacturer. Family had a chauffeur, summer home, but then they lost everything in the crash in 1929. They moved to an apartment in Flatbush, Brooklyn. Miller shared a bed with his grandfather. He was reading Dostoevsky's The Brothers Karamazov, and that settled him on becoming a writer. Went off to the University of Michigan. He wrote a play there called No Villain, won some money in a contest, joined the Federal Theater Project after college, had his first professional premiere with the play The Man Who Had All the Luck, which closed after four performances. But Miller refused to give up, and he wrote All My Sons, which ran for 328 performances in 1947. Most famous play, of course, Death of a Salesman, 1949. His original title for the play was The Inside of His Head. He based the character of the traveling salesman Willie Loman on his uncle Manny. Wrote more than 60 plays during his lifetime, including A View from the Bridge and After the Fall, a thinly veiled version of his five-year marriage to Marilyn Monroe. His final play before his death was Finishing the Picture in 2004, another account of the Miller-Monroe marriage. Arthur Miller, who said of the theater, it's the simplest way for one citizen to address other citizens. It needs nothing but a board and a man to stand on it. Here's a poem for today by Kevin Carey, Reading to My Kids. When they were little, I read to them at night until my tongue got tired. They would poke me when I started to nod off after 20 pages of Harry Potter or Lemony Snicket. I read to them to get them to love reading, but I was never sure if it was working or if it was just what I was supposed to do. But one day my daughter, 15 then, was finishing Of Mice and Men in the car on our way to basketball. She was at the end when I heard her say, "No," in a familiar, frightened voice, and I knew right away where she was. "Let's do it now," Lenny begged. "Let's get that place now." "Sure, right now. I gotta, we gotta." And she started crying. Then I started crying. And I think I saw Steinbeck in the back seat, nodding his head. And it felt right to me, like I'd done something right. And I thought to myself, "Keep going. Read it to me. Please, please. I can take it." Reading to My Kids, a poem by Kevin Carey from Jesus Was a Homeboy, published by Kevin Carey Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists and game designers exploring new ways to research human cognition. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.